What's up, everybody? Good morning, and welcome to our Sunday morning online experience. We have some good news. We have a date picked out for our official relaunch when we can all meet back together. It'll be the weekend of July the 18th and the 19th. We're going to post more about those details on our social media in the next coming weeks, so stay tuned. But remember those dates, July 18th and the 19th, Easter in July. It's going to be awesome. Let's pray. Father, today we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your Spirit and how your Spirit changes our heart. It changes our desires. It changes our life. It changes our faith and our future. Today we submit to your Spirit. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Have you ever heard someone say, or have you ever said to someone, or has someone ever said for you, hey, don't beat yourself up about that. Don't be so tough on yourself about that, because after all, that is only natural. It's natural to feel that way. It's natural to react in that way. It's natural to say those things. It's natural to speak your mind in that way. It's natural to be angry about that, to be bitter about that, or to not feel like doing that. You get the picture. Some things in life just feel natural to us. Whether they're good or whether they're bad, it just comes natural to us. A desire for love, who you love, a desire for a relationship and romance and companionship, that's all natural. And it's natural in a good way, in the best way possible. Your desire for significance, your desire for purpose in life, your desire to be productive in life, that's all natural. And it's natural in a good way. It's natural in the best possible way. Your desire for peace, your desire for happiness, your desire for belonging, and your desire to be a part of something that's much bigger than yourself is all natural in a good way, in the right way, and it's natural in the best possible way. I call this the good natural. But there are other things in our life that also feel natural to us. But these things sometimes are not so good. In fact, they're not very good at all. For instance, I can't tell you how many times that I've been either sitting around with friends, or maybe in a small group, or maybe in a men's Bible study group, or in a counseling session, or maybe just sitting around having a conversation with coworkers or family members, and an example of a conversation like this would come up. I just don't know if I can forgive those people. I mean, they hurt me so bad. They cut me so bad. I've been hurt so deeply that God's just gonna have to forgive me because I just don't think that I can forgive them. To which someone else would say, well, yeah, I understand. That's only natural. Or what about this? I mean, I know it's not right to judge those people, but I just don't understand those people. I just don't understand who they are or how they are. I just don't think very highly of those people. I know it's not right to judge, but I just don't think very highly of them because I don't understand them. To which someone else would agree and say, well, yeah, I felt that way before. That seems only natural. Or what about this? I'm just bitter. I mean, I'm so hurt. I feel this way. I see it this way. This is my opinion about that. And because of all that, because of all the pain, I have this bitterness and hurt and resentment and this desire for revenge on the inside of me that just won't seem to go away, to which someone else would say, hey, I've been there too. That's natural. It's natural to feel that way. Or what about this? Well, I know this would help. I know this would help my marriage. I know if I did this, it would help my health or my finances or my relationships. I know it would help my family. I know if I did this, that it would help my faith in Jesus Christ. But sometimes I just can't find the motivation to do it. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing what I know will help. To which someone else would encourage you and justify those feelings by saying this, yeah, I've been there too, man. That's only natural. And honestly, examples like this would be the examples of the bad natural in our life, the type of natural that is not good, and the type of natural that always produces death in our mind and death in our relationships and death in our faith. Now, a long time ago, I ran across some verses in the scripture that I found very odd, very unique, very challenging, very enlightening, and very life-changing. The first one is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's verse 14, and I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. If you're still with me, Sam's still with you. This is what the missionary Paul says. But people who are not spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds like foolishness to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit says and what the Spirit means. So right here, Paul says this, some people see things in a spiritual way. And the reason why they can see things not only in a natural way, but also in a spiritual way, is because they have allowed the Spirit of Jesus Christ to mold them on the inside and to guide them on the inside. This is how they follow Jesus. They follow Jesus by being led by the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Christ. In fact, the book of Romans says, those who are led by the Spirit of Christ are sons and daughters of God. That's what makes us a child of God, if we follow Jesus. Well, Jesus isn't physically here right now. When he ascended, he sent his Spirit back to indwell our hearts. And so when we say today that we're followers of Jesus Christ, this is what we mean. When we gave our life to Jesus, he sent his Spirit to live on the inside of us, and his Spirit on the inside of us leads us and guides us. And when we follow the guidance of God's Spirit in our soul, in our spirit, and in our heart, that's how we follow Jesus. And when we do that, then we don't always see things in the natural way, but we also see things in the spiritual way. Let me read that same verse to you from another translation, from an older translation, the ESV. Notice what Paul says. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him or her, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So in a sense, Paul is saying this, and remember this today, what seems natural to us sometimes isn't always good for us because it's not always spiritual. Let me say that again. What seems natural to us sometimes isn't always good for us because it's not always spiritual. The next verse is also from the missionary Paul, and it's found in Romans chapter 8. Check it out, verse 6 out of the New Living Translation. So letting your sinful nature, what's natural to you sinfully, letting your sinful nature control your mind, this always leads to death. But letting God's Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. The best way and the clearest way I can explain this verse is in this way. You and I are all born with a sinful nature, and it's always fighting to control our thoughts. It's always fighting to control our desires. It's always fighting to control our actions, our reactions, and our urges. And many times when we give into it, it's not the best thing to do, it's not the right thing to do, and it's not the holy thing to do. But sometimes when we do give into it, we feel justified because it feels natural. Even someone would say, yeah, I wouldn't blame you for doing that. I wouldn't blame you for saying that. I'm not gonna blame you for getting revenge. Anyone in your situation would act that way because that is only natural. But the nature in us, the sinful nature in us, if we give into it, always produces death in our relationships. It always produces death in our faith, in our peace of mind, in our unity with others, in our compassion, in our empathy for others, in our love for others, and in our patience for others. If you're still with me, say, I'm still with you. Some people have asked me to pause so you can get a standing ovation. So if you want to get up on your couch right now and clap, go ahead, man, because I'm preaching. Now, I know this is hitting home for you today because this is also hitting home for me. So let me just get straight to the point. Basing your life off of what always feels natural will sometimes create pain in your life and pain in your relationships and the other people in your life. It's natural sometimes to be impatient. It's natural sometimes to be selfish. It's natural sometimes to hate. It's natural sometimes to hold a grudge. It's natural sometimes to be bitter. It's natural sometimes to judge. It's natural sometimes to look down on people that you don't understand that are different than you. It's natural sometimes to judge other people that you disagree with. It's natural sometimes to prejudge people by the way they look. It's natural sometimes to neglect very important things and people and work and necessary responsibilities in your life because you don't feel like putting forth the effort. But it's never good. It's never right. It's never holy. It's never okay. And it's never justified. Even if you have a crowd of witnesses around you who always justify it by saying, hey, yeah, me too. If I was in that situation, I would do that too. That's only natural. But let me just say this. It may feel natural to you in that moment or for that season, but it's never the right thing to do. and it's never the Christ-like thing to do. Racism, hatred, bigotry, division, being religiously exclusive, bitterness, grudges, no empathy, no compassion, losing your patience just like that with the people who love you. It can all feel justified sometimes. It can all feel natural sometimes, but it's the sinful natural, and it always produces death in your life. So, in light of all that, let me ask you just two questions so we can apply this to our life this week and live it out. The first question is this: what or who are you neglecting in your life right now because the effort it takes to fix it doesn't feel natural to you? What relationship issues are you neglecting? What financial issues are you neglecting? What health issues? What faith issues? What marriage issues are you neglecting right now just because sometimes you don't have the want to? Just because sometimes you don't have the feel like it. Just because sometimes you don't have the motivation to step out and do what you know you need to do to fix it. You have to tackle these things head on, and you can't always do what feels natural to you. The second question is this: what internal voice have you been listening to lately that has guided your reactions to other people? The sinful nature or the spiritual nature? Sometimes what we think feels natural to say to others, sometimes what we think feels natural to post on social media, sometimes what we think feels natural to believe about those people that you disagree with, that are different than you, sometimes when it feels natural to not forgive something in someone else is not the good thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. It's not the best thing to do. And people who follow Jesus follow His Holy Spirit, and His Spirit will always be there to guide us down the path of love. It'll always be there to guide us down the path of acceptance. It'll always be there to guide us down the path of forgiveness, empathy, compassion, and faith. And this is why we don't follow the sinful nature and what's natural to that nature, but we follow the spiritual nature and what's natural to that nature. Man, there's this strange story in the Old Testament about this warrior who was strong and he had long hair. He had taken a vow and his strength came from his long hair. His name was Samson. And Samson was a mighty warrior for the Jewish people. And because of that, he was always getting into battles and fights with the Philistines, and he was always making the wrong choice. The Bible tells us, always making the wrong choice with his anger, with his revenge, with his hatred, with his choices, with his relationships, with his choices and relationships, with his faith, because at the time, what he did felt justified. At the time, what he did always felt natural. You hurt me, I'm gonna hurt you. Like a game of ping pong, like a game of tennis. You serve it towards me, I'm gonna give it right back towards you. After all, that feels justified because it feels natural. And then there came a time when Samson had all of his enemies in one place, and he was chained up to two pillars, and he decides to kill all of his enemies at one time, and he also loses his life. And this is why, and pay attention to this right now, because sometimes doing what feels natural to you will produce death in your life, death in your relationships, death in your trust of others, death in your hope, death in your faith, death in your walk with God, and death in your future. So my challenge for you this week is to follow Jesus by following the guidance of His Holy Spirit in your heart, in your soul, and in your spirit. This is the spirit natural. And when you follow what's natural to the Holy Spirit instead of what's natural to your sinful nature, it always leads to peace and it always leads to life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. We hope you have a great week. Today and tomorrow, really from now until our last breath, we all have a choice. A choice between the spiritual and the natural. A choice between following the guidance of God's Spirit or only what we feel like doing in this life. One choice leads to heartache. The other choice leads to life and peace. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God.
Hope you guys really enjoyed today's online experience. If you have social media, make sure to follow us on Facebook at Water's Edge Gathering. and on Instagram at watersedge_LC. And if you have a mobile device, make sure to go to your app store and download the church app. From inside the church app, you can search for Water's Edge Gathering. From there, you can do online giving, you can listen to online worship, and you can even listen to a message from Pastor Tony. We hope you guys enjoy your week, and we love you guys.